if you've got your Bibles, turn with us this morning over the book of St. John, chapter 2 and verse 1. We'll try not to hold you real long, but this has just stayed with me all day long in the last couple of days, and just thinking about it this morning even stronger. So we want to try our best to just give you what the Lord's given us this morning. And I thought about, in this life, you know, there's very few people that you can count on. But one of them that usually, if you had a good mother, I believe most of you did, there is people in this world that didn't have a mom like you did, that didn't raise you and didn't take you to church and maybe wasn't there, maybe wasn't much of a mother, even watching online today. But I'm glad, Lord, the Lord blessed me with a good mother. And if you had a good mother today, you've been blessed, amen. And but a good mama, she's there when we need her. And I want us to stand for the reading of God's word. I'm just going to read a few verses here, and we'll stop when the Lord tells us. St. John chapter 2, and I'm going to start reading in verse 1. The Bible said, in the third day there was a marriage in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. And both Jesus was called and his disciples to the marriage. And when they wanted wine, the mother of Jesus saith unto him, they have no wine. Jesus saith unto her, woman, what have I to do with thee? My hour is not yet come. His mother saith unto the servants, whatsoever he saith unto you, do it. And there were set there 6 water pots of stone, after the manner of the purifying of the Jews, containing 2 or 3 firkins apiece. And Jesus saith unto them, fill the water pots with water. And they filled them up to the brim. And he saith unto them, draw out now and bear unto the governor of the feast. And they bear it. And when the ruler of the feast had tasted the water that was made wine, and knew not whence it was, but the servants which drew the water knew. The governor of the feast called the bridegroom and saith unto him, every man at the beginning doeth set forth good wine, and when men have well drunk, then that which is worse. But thou hast kept the good wine until now. This beginning of miracles did Jesus in Cana of Galilee, and manifested forth his glory, and his disciples believed on him. I believe that be all that we read this morning. You may be seated. Let's go to the Lord in prayer this morning. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for this day. And I thank you, Lord, for what it means for so many people across this land. God, I pray you'd bless all the mothers today, Lord, that give their life and give their time to their children, and not just their children, families near to them, and children of other people's family. They've crossed the lines, and God loved in a way, I believe the Bible talked about us loving you with all our heart, soul, and mind, and loving our neighbor as ourself. And surely, Lord, the picture of love is no greater than what you did when you sent your son to die on Calvary. But in this world, the most regular picture of love that we see is the family, which most of the time is anchored around a godly mother that prays. And I pray, God, you'd help us today, Lord, to just preach that you've laid on our heart. I pray, God, would be encouraged, each one of us, to leave this place today knowing, Lord, as a mother or a father, that we have an impact, if not on anybody else, we do on our children, and how we live and how we walk. God, you can use us to make a difference in this world. Thank you again for all that you've done for us. And I pray, God, you'd help us, Lord, to just get ourselves out of the way, that you might be able to use us today to be a blessing to your people. And whatever's accomplished will abide where the head. Give you the praise and the honor and the glory for it all. For us, in Jesus' name, we do humbly pray. Amen and amen. I thought about this scripture here this morning as we begin to meditate on this. The Bible said on the third day there was a marriage in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. We know Jesus was also present, and I know a lot of times you'll go to weddings, you'll go to celebrations, we'll go places, Brother John, I'll get there, and the same people I know, my mother knows, and so my mother will be there. I just couldn't seem to shake his thought. I'll tell you, it's good. Amen. When we have a mother that's there. Amen. I thought as we begin to read the scriptures through all the different places, Brother Randy. Amen. From the very beginning. Amen. I want you to think about this just for a minute. When a child is born in this world, amen, up at the hospital or in a house or wherever it might be, you know who's present for there to be a birth? The mother is there. Amen. Thank you, Lord. And you might say, well, Brother Jeff, you know, everybody knows that, that if a baby's born, the woman has to be there. Amen. But I tell you, good mama be there from that day on. Amen. Amen. I want to say this on behalf of your children. If you love God, you love your children, and you love your grandchildren, thank God for a mother that's there. Amen. Praise the Lord. I thought about this morning, that after Jesus was born, a few years went by, and the scripture said he was 12 years old. The Bible said that his mother and father had supposing that he is with them. It sounded like, I guess, the way I was reading it. Brother Randy, they said they looked among their family and acquaintances, and so they must have been traveling together. I could see how this could be possible if my grandmother got together and our whole family was going somewhere. There's usually about 40 or 50 or 60 of us. I know Jacob had a big family. 12 sons and one daughter. And the Bible simply said they had 70 people that come down there out of Egypt, Brother Matt. So he had a big family. And God's blessed you with a big family. And if sometimes you get ready to go somewhere, everybody starts saying, Papa, can we ride with you? Granny's had enough room. Mama, we're going with them. And get over that car and ain't enough room. Everybody else done piled in. And before you know it, I don't know if this ever happened to you. You think they're in that car, and they think they're in that car, and somebody gets left. Amen. That ever happened to you? Where you got left? Amen. I remember we left out here in church one time. Here at Welcome Road, got in the car. And, amen. It's even harder now to call roll. Amen. It says so-and-so in here, so-and-so, so-and-so, so-and-so. Yes, yes, yes. But even after that, Brother Mallory, sometimes it's amazing we can get, amen, before Ryan got married, we could, amen, get all eight of us in our car. And about the time you hear the door shut, four people goes, hold on, I forgot my pen. I got to use the restroom. Hold on. I didn't get my coat. I done left my belt. And the next thing you know, everybody's got back out of the car. Brother Kenny, and if we ain't careful, we'll leave somebody. Amen. Well, they left out. Brother Mallon, they was a traveling. And all of a sudden, his mama got looking around. Said, where's Jesus at? And she said she thought that he was with them. They done went on several on a pretty good ways on their journey there. And they begin to backtrack. Amen. How many of you ever watched TV and a family's lost their children and everybody's out searching? Amen. You know who's usually there, Brother Glenn? The mother's there. Amen. You know who's usually there with a lost person needs the Lord? The church is there. Amen. We are the mother, amen, that births people in the family of God. Oh, I got excited thinking about this, and you may disagree, but you won't be able to prove me wrong on this one. You get sick and you're up at the hospital, there might be a few neighbors come see. Might even be one or two from work that'll swing by and see. But you know who's usually there when somebody's sick? The church is usually there. Amen. When you have a wedding, You know who usually fills up your side? All the people that was acquainted with you through the church, because they're there. Brother Randy, usually when I go to a funeral and somebody has attended church and loved God and stayed in church, usually there's a big crowd there from the church to support that family. To let them know they love them. But if you ain't got a church family, a lot of times you don't have nothing. Amen. Very, very little. I've been in funerals where there's 15, 20 people there, and you knew they was loving, and you knew that they was caring people, Brother Mallory, but they didn't seemingly have much acquaintance. Amen. With the church. Amen, but I tell you something. I like that there's been so many times that somebody leave a church and get out of church. Amen, and tragically hit a family. You know who's bringing groceries, Brother Randy, to the house? It's the church. You know who prays when things ain't going good? It's the church. I'm glad the church was there when I needed her. Amen. Praise the Lord. And I want you to know this today. You ain't got to attend this church regular for me to say this. I believe if you needed this church, it'd be here for you. I believe that. Hey, amen. There's a lot of other churches I could say that about. Hey, amen. I remember Brother Rob Miller. He just preached our revival to his mother passed away and she didn't have no insurance. I remember Brother Rob telling me, he said, I don't know what we're going to do. He said, none of my brothers and sisters really got a lot of money. He said, but Brother Jeff, he said, I'll tell you one thing. I don't care if I got to take a loan out and pay on it for multiple years. He said, I'll make sure my mama's took care of. I said, I know you are, Brother Rob. But it wasn't long, Brother Bob, and the churches started getting together and had a, amen, had a, if you'd have it, to raise some money, amen, for his family. And you know, they took up enough money to help pay for the funeral, and they didn't have to pay a thing. Who done that? The church did. The church was there for his family. Amen. Oh, I tell you what, you just can't beat the church. Oh, the Henderson's been going around singing for years. They've never had much, Brother John. I'll tell you one thing, they got the Lord, and they got love, and praise the Lord. They found out she had cancer just a couple years ago. She's going to have some treatments, and somebody said she didn't have insurance. Don't know how she's going to afford the chemo treatments. Now all of a sudden, churches all across this country have started mailing in checks. Amen. She's never been a member here. I don't know if 17 years she's been here 10 times. Amen. You know what our church did? Reached out to them. You know why the church is there? Because she's our sister in Christ. Amen. Thank God the church is there. Amen. Oh, I thought about Brother Mallory as she went back and they found the Lord. They found him speaking there in front of the doctors and the lawyers. And his mama said, we've been looking for you. And he said, hey, man, he said, Mama, he wasn't being disrespectful. He said, do you not know that I need to be about my father's business? Amen. He was in there telling them about his heavenly father, and his mama was there. Brother Darrell, I thought about this. You ain't got to say amen. You can be quiet, but I know this is true. How many of you remembers when you hit your first home run? Just say amen this morning. Maybe caught your first touchdown. Maybe you did your ballet. Maybe you drew something in art and it was your first time of hanging something on the wall. Amen. A lot of people don't catch stuff like this. But on this wedding day, the Lord had performed many miracles in the scriptures. But when they went to this wedding, he had never one time, Brother Brandon, performed a miracle before this day. never performed a miracle. This was the starting of his ministry. And somebody said, they've run out of wine. Praise the Lord. And I remember Mary said, whatever my son bids you to do, just do it. Just do whatever he tells you to do. And the Bible said they went and filled up these water pots with water. And the Lord turned water to wine. Hey, amen. This will be another message. I'm not going to argue with it about it, but it wasn't alcohol. Hey, amen. I can prove it. Pretty soundly. It wasn't alcohol. But I'm going to say something here real quick. I don't care if you turn the water into Kool-Aid without a packet or an orange juice or grape juice or anything else. Thank God. Hey, amen. It's a miracle when you can take water and make another drink out of it just by speaking it, amen. Oh, they turned water to wine, and the Bible said this was his beginning of miracles. This was his first miracle, Brother Bobby. And you know who was there to see him do it? His mother was there. Yeah. When I hit my first home run, my mama was there. When I run out of the baseline for the first time, got called out because I was running all over the infield. You know who was there to see me running all over the place? My mama was there. When I was in chorus, she still got it. They get a little tickled out of it. Hey, man, I was in middle school. I don't know if y'all ever did anything like this. But we sang a song in middle school, and I was pretending to be Willie Nelson. And I was singing one of his songs, and they still got it on cassette tape. You know who was there, Brother Kenny, to hear me sing? My mama was there that night. She was there when we performed other songs through my life. She was there when my children were born. She was there at my wedding. She's been in all my churches where I pastored to help support me. She's been there in the good times and the bad. Just there when it's low of funds. I don't care if you ever struggle financially. If your mom was like mine, she'd say, I'm telling you, if you'll just tell me and you need some help, just let us know. Anybody else ever experienced that? Oh, I tell you, to have a mother that was there. We got in Sunday school, and Brother Randy was teaching, and he started bringing out Moses. A lot of people like to talk about Moses being a leader and him being raised in Pharaoh's house and how God used Moses. But I'm going to tell you something. You know how his journey started? In a little bulrush ark made by his mother. You know who was there when he got pushed out in the river, Brother Randy? His mother was there. You know who was there when the ark was made, Brother Mary? His mother was there. Let's go a little further. Jesus died not a common death. He died before his time, Brother Matt. It was God's plan for him to die. I've been at the hospital when moms and dads' tears running down their face, their children's 20, 30, 18, 40, 60 years old, and they're still alive at 18. Brother Cook had a son that passed away in his 70s, but Brother Cook was still alive when he was 90, Brother Mountain. And he experienced having to go to the grave and see them bury one of his children. When they carried Jesus to Calvary's cross, they drove the nails in his hands and his feet. And they ridiculed him and they mocked him before everybody. There wasn't many people there. I want you to think about everybody he had healed. Everybody made a difference in him. Everybody he had fed. Everybody had seen him do miracles. And there was less than 10 people present at his death, Brother Andy. But you know who one of them was? Sister Charlotte. His mama was there. The Bible records that his mother was there at Calvary's cross. I hope I never have to experience my children leaving here early, or my mother have experienced that, or my grandmother. All her children still alive. I think about that pretty regularly. I think, Lord, you've been so good to her. She's almost 93 years old. But if she continues to live and lives a long life, there's a good chance out of 5 children, Brother Bobby, if she keeps going too much longer, One of them could leave before she does. There's a chance that, and all of them might live to be 100. But I do believe this. It's tragedy hit our home. And I had to say bye to one of my children or one of my brothers or sisters. Out of everybody I know that would call me, and out of everybody I'm sure that would love me and hug on me and let me know they cared, there's one person that no doubt in my mind would be present. You know who that'd be? It'd be my mother. A good mother is present when you need her. And I want you to think about this, and then I'll be done. A good church will be there when you need her. I've had times that I've called pastors in a wee hour of the night, Brother Mallard, and I'm not going to get into the details, but I've had to call them, and it'd be like midnight, and they'd say, if he really needs to talk to me, just bring him over, and it'd be one of my kids needing to talk to the pastor. Thank you, Lord. There's been other things that's happened, Brother Mallard, through the years that I've needed to call on people. And I'll never forget one time. This had nothing to do with a pastor, had nothing to do with a deacon. But I was going down the road and I was really having a tough time. And I was going through Douglasville, and that's what the Lord, Brother Kenny, said, y'all just, the Spirit just impressed me. He said, y'all just go by Bethel where you got saved. And I rode down there and I got in the parking lot and I was out there just sitting there thinking about the Lord and what he'd done for me in that place. I wanted to get right back right where I got saved. And about the time I thought that, the Lord said, you ought to go down there to Ben's house. He lived right behind the church. And asked him if you could borrow the key to the church. I went down there. Got to talking to him. I said, you mind if I borrow the key to the church? I'd like to go up and go. And he said, are you all right? You sure you don't need me to go up there with you? That's what the church would do. They want to be there for you. I said, no, I'll be fine. I'd just like to go back in there and pray. And I went back where the Lord saved me. And I prayed. And I'm going to tell you, John did me so good. Well, Brother Jeff, you could have prayed in your car. You could have prayed in the parking lot. Could have prayed at the house. That's true. But it sure felt good getting back where I found the Lord, where it all started. I'm glad we got a church that's there when we need her. If you remember Welcome Grove Baptist Church, you've been blessed. And I'm going to tell you something. The Lord has truly, I haven't been here my whole life. Some of you have. But I've been part of some of the best churches this side of heaven. Some of the best people that I've ever known in this world. My closest friends, to my spouse, to about everybody I hang out with. You know what they're part of? They're part of the church. Part of the church. And the ones that I met that wasn't part of the church, if they hung around me long, they become part of the church. That's the way it works, Brother Darrell. We love them, we befriend them. The next thing you know, they become part of the church. I want to come get a verse of song this morning, and I want you to really think about what the Lord gave me, what the thought the Lord gave me this morning. It's not what Jeff says or what Jeff's trying to preach. It's what the Lord said. His mother was there. Do you know the church is the mother church? Everybody that's been born in the family of God, they've come through the church in some way, some form, some fashion. You know, I thought about the scripture, Brother Andy, when he said, upon this rock I'll build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. You might have one of the best families in America, but hell can prevail a family. That's a weak amen this morning. It can. It has. It's busted up families. It's caused problems in families. Somebody said, well, I've been part of churches where there's trouble. Well, I've wondered a few times if some of people's causing trouble is really part of the church. I'll just be honest. I'm going to tell you what the Bible said. The peacemakers will be called the children of God. Usually peacemakers don't cause trouble. I ain't real smart, but I got a little common sense. If you're a peacemaker, that means you won't get along. That means you won't love people. And you know what the Bible says? If you're trying your best to live right and love God, he said he'll cause the enemies to be at peace with you. I've had people in my life, and I ain't going to say too much about that. I don't want to go too far with it. They probably didn't care if I made it back to my car today. It probably wouldn't bother them a bit. And if something happened to them, there'd probably be a few of them say, well, see, bless God, if you hadn't treated us that way. God was punishing him, I know. There'd be people that say that. I'm sure. But the Bible also says, woe unto the man, everybody speak well of. Everybody ain't going to speak well of the preacher. Or a deacon or a Sunday school teacher or somebody's trying to live right. And I'll just be honest with you. I've learned this. If you got a good mom and daddy, the kids won't always have something good to say about mom and daddy. They get old enough to be a mom and daddy theirself. Because they don't like the rules. You know how I know that? I was a teenager. I didn't like the rules. It made me turn out pretty good. I'm glad I had a godly mother that cared about me. Wouldn't just let me do anything. But you know, some men, people, Brother Randy, that I didn't think probably cares too much for me. I can see them sometimes and they'll still shake my hand. They'll tell me they love me. We've had some circumstances. We've had to take some stands on stuff, but they still love me. Down deep, they know I care about what happens to them. And I'm going to tell you this right now. You might say, well, Brother Jeff, I've made some mistakes. God knows I have. I've tried, but I've made some mistakes. Join the mistake club. Amen. I'm in there. I'm in that mistake club. I've made some mistakes myself. But I'm going to tell you something. A good church will be there for you when you need her. I want us to rise to our feet this morning. I want you to think about that. His mother was there. I tell you, if your mama's been there for you, come thank God you had a good godly mother. She's here now. You can go tell her how much she blessed and tell you. And how would you have turned out without a godly mother? There's no telling. Let's sing, Brother John. Whatever verse song's on your heart. How about it this morning?